Isaiah chapter 66 verse 23, Yeshayah perek samach vav, pasuk kaf gimel. Vehaya, and it shall be, mede chodesh bechodesho, from the new moon until the next new moon, referring here to the lunar cycle or lunation, umide shabbat beshabbato, and from one Sabbath to the next, referring here to the seven-day weekly cycle, yavo chol basar, all flesh shall come, lehishtachavot lefanai, to worship before me, amar Adonai, declares the Lord. Vehaya, midei chodesh bechodesho, umidei shabbat beshabbato, yavo chol basar, lehishtachavot lefanai, amar Adonai. And it shall be that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, declares the Lord. Now, where this gets interesting is that according to the prophet Isaiah, in the millennial kingdom to come, people all around the world will indeed observe Rosh Chodesh, that is the new moon, as well as the Sabbath day, and other appointed holidays, such as Sukkot, as mentioned in the book of Zechariah. The prophet Ezekiel also mentions this in Ezekiel chapter 46. So the prophetic scriptures indicate that there is an eschatological or future dimension to Rosh Chodesh that's going to be part of our heritage with God in the future. And while we're certainly not legalistically obligated to observe the Sabbath or the new moon, we nonetheless recognize that they're part of the divine calendar that the Lord God himself instituted, and that they therefore have a spiritual application to our lives as believers living under the terms of the new covenant. Never forget that it was Yeshua who was the rock who followed the people out of Egypt and who led them to the revelation at Sinai. Look at 1 Corinthians 10:4. It was Yeshua who spoke the Torah to Moses. And later Yeshua told his followers that he did not come to do away with the Torah or the words of the prophets, but said on the contrary that every jot and tittle of the Torah, that is every letter and stroke of each letter, kotso shel yod, was to be fulfilled until heaven and earth passed away. That's in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. But since heaven and earth have not yet passed away, the Torah has its place in our theology and practice. If P, then Q, but not Q, therefore not P, that is, if every word of Torah is finished, then heaven and earth shall pass. If P, then Q. But it's not the case that heaven and earth have passed, that is, not Q. Therefore, it's not the case that every word of Torah is finished, that is, not P. That's the logical pattern called modus tollens. Modus tollens is a rule of logic stating that if a conditional statement, if P then Q, is true, and the consequent does not hold, in other words, not Q, then the negation of the antecedent, that is, not P, can be inferred logically and soundly. But I hear someone protesting that we're not under the old covenant anymore. We're not under the Sinai covenant. And that is indeed true. Although we have to then ask ourselves what that covenant means to us as believers in Yeshua, who was the Jewish Messiah, and what that covenant means to us in relation to the future in Zion, when we will be observing the new moon and the Sabbath days, as well as the holiday of Sukkot, as mentioned in the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 16. Meanwhile, we might find some shalom if we just remember that though we don't have to keep the Torah's laws regarding observing Sabbath or the new moon, it is an honor and a great joy to do so, especially when we appreciate how the glory of Yeshua is revealed in each of these holidays. After all, Yeshua the Messiah is the same yesterday and today and forever, as it says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 8. And since that is true, the Torah will always have a voice in our walk with the Lord. I mean, how else can we explain the fact that Yeshua was the one who gave Moses the Torah and also gave him the vision of the Mishkan, or the tabernacle, which foreshadowed his work as the great Lamb of God, and the one who would install and implement the new covenant of God, as mentioned by the prophet Jeremiah, who said in chapter 33 that the new covenant would have the Torah written upon our hearts. So you see, it is all linked together. The new covenant is a continuation and completion of the old covenant without doing away with all of the old covenant. and in particular the moral law of God, which Yeshua reaffirmed in Matthew chapter 5 through 7, the Sermon on the Mount. Again, it couldn't be any other way because Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God did not give the law to Israel in order to mock us or to just point out that we're sinners. There's a great deal of grace in the Torah. And indeed, without the Torah, we wouldn't know the first thing about salvation itself. We wouldn't know what sin was. We wouldn't understand the need for blood sacrifice as the means of atonement for our sins. We wouldn't understand God's faithful love shown to Israel during the Exodus, and so on and so on. As the Apostle Paul said, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime," referring to the Torah here, "were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." That's Romans chapter 15, verse 4. He also said that now all these things happen to them, that is, the people of Israel, as examples, and they're written for our admonition, upon whom the end of the ages have come. That's 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11. Yeshua said Moses wrote of him, and that if we had believed Moses, we would believe in him. See the Gospel of John chapter 5, verse 46. Well, I was not intending to do a podcast about this particular verse, but I thought it was important to at least touch on some of these topics as we consider our verse that talks about the appointed times in the world to come. So it's my hope, anyway, that this has been helpful for you. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. Yevarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav lecha v'ikunecha. Yisa Adonai panav lecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May that shalom, that healing love, be upon you, Havarim.